Listen, let's be clear.
Are y'all listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
We're gonna clear this thing up for folks. Get it together.
Y'all paying attention? You better be listening. Have you ever been on a work group call, like a Teams or a Zoom call, where everybody was on video?
Mm-hmm.
And one somebody forgot they were on video, and they get up, and they go to the bathroom, they talk crazy to the kids in the background.
Yes.
And then when it's time for them to speak, they be like, oh, the camera was still on.
Or somebody has to say, you're not muted. What?
Oh my, like, it tickles me so. I mean, because, you know, COVID has changed the way we meet and work, basically. It's changed our whole environment. So now a lot of the meetings are virtual and they're mm-hmm. on Teams and Zoom. And you have that nice camera in front of you. Then mm-hmm. you have the microphone on. And sometimes the technology works and sometimes it don't.
Mm-hmm.
But when it does, there's some rules we need to put in place.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a funny story real quick.
Okay.
So you know that I am a part of a lot of organizations, right?
Right.
A lot of professional and social organizations. So this past weekend, I was on a call, and there were about 200 of us on this call.
My Lord.
I know. And we had to do roll call on the call. Like, it was requirement. And people forgot to mute themselves after, you know, they said present and, you know, who they were representing and what they were representing. And I mean, this roll call took about a good 45 minutes, if not an hour. And one lady was on the call and she was not muted. And she says, you know, we're still doing this roll call. I'm doing everything I can to stay awake. I almost hollered because not only did I feel the same way, but it was so clear. You could hear her so clear, and you tried not to laugh. And of course, some people on the call were offended. They didn't appreciate it because, you know, they take it very serious, and I take it serious too, but an hour.
So, roll call. But you know, And I get exactly where she's coming from because, you know, I sit on some of them be thinking, why am I here?
Yes.
But, you know, there are some professionalism tips that we need to be following.
Absolutely.
Just to save face.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we having a meeting and the camera's on, that means the microphone is probably on unless you're muted. If you click clacking and answer emails on their keyboard, that's all I hear.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's just clack, 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 clack. And it's like, oh my God, well, who is that? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
But you know, and dress too.
Yes.
Because I think,
oh,
I think we forget we're on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I'm not saying that you should put on a three-piece suit.
Right.
I wouldn't ever tell you that. I don't do that in person.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get out your pajamas.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Because, I mean,
your robe.
Yes.
Make sure your background isn't, you know, they have these cool, nifty backgrounds that you can add so that no one can see your home.
Oh, really?
And those are, mm-hmm, those are always really fun because sometimes people are at the beach. Sometimes they're in a boardroom. You never know. And a lot of companies will provide you with a branded version of it. But you're right, because, I mean, I have seen every variation from cleavage to men with the tank top undershirts on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is happening here? People, we are still at work.
You are straight up working, okay? Somebody is paying you to work
yes.
in the comfort of your own home.
Yes.
And I just, like you said, I have seen pajama tops. I have seen what look like swimsuits, and I still can't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen spaghetti strap shirts that was barely making it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm just like, really?
Shirts with logos on them or inappropriate sayings. And I'm like, I can't believe he is wearing that. So it's, you know, not just the attire, your background, and your family. You know, kids really like to photobomb or video bomb conference calls with their parents. My child is guilty of that. He loves to show his face and say hello. And I have a work environment where we are more forgiving of that at times because a lot of people have children, young children, and we're all trying to balance this. But it is like, oh my goodness, when, you know, the kid, and then they carry on a whole conversation. That's the one that gets me.
Right. Kids like to be on the phone when mom is on the phone anyway, though.
Right. Tell your kid, you know, I'll be with you in 1 second. I mean, some like, oh, you want cinnamon toast? Okay. Well, I'll be right down. Oh, your Lego broke? Lady, over here. I'm still on the phone.
Well, see, that's the pleasant responses. Because I've seen the ones where they got dog cussed. I done told you not to come in here. Blah, 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 bleep, bleep, bleep. And you're on camera. I'm like, oh, put it on mute.
Yes. So just being mindful of that.
Speaking of mute.
Mm-hmm.
That microphone. I mean, that's real important to make sure you're on mute. That little icon, like a microphone, make sure there's a line through it.
And if you are a host, mute everybody. Just go ahead and mute.
And I tell, when I do a Teams meeting, I make sure I tell everyone, hey, you guys, I'm going to put everyone on mute. And when it's time for you to speak, please unmute accordingly.
Right.
And when someone finishes speaking, I make sure that I mute everyone. Because, I mean, I've heard some conversations. I'd be like, ooh. Especially when somebody speak and then the next person, like, chimes in before they done and make a little comment on the side like, no, she didn't.
Right.
your microphone on. It's on.
Right. Right. A lot of times people think that this only happens in established professional relationships. So we've been working together for 4 or 5 years and this is a new situation. So you know me and I know you. But I've been on interviews where I've had similar situations with candidates who are interested. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yep.
Like, you do know that I can see your kid jumping on the couch in the background and you trying to swap them to sit down.
Well, you
just
know,
ask for a moment.
Right. And see, all of our interviews now are remote and virtual. Like, we don't bring anybody on campus anymore to do interviews because of the risk of spreading COVID and all of that good stuff. So, you know, I had one of my leaders come to me and say, hey, you know, it's really hard to get a feel of the person. I said, no, it's not. And she said, what do you mean? I said, no, it's not. I said, pay attention. I said, you see body language. You see responses. To me, because people feel like it's not in person, they're a little bit more relaxed. And you get to see the true people.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see their environment. You get to see everything about that person doing a virtual interview. And I personally actually really like them because it gives me insight. It gives me more insight typically than you coming in a full three-piece suit into my environment where you have assimilated yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you bringing me into your world and you letting me see a piece of you with this virtual interview. And it's actually really, really interesting to see how people in their own environment interact.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of entertaining sometimes, especially when you forget that mute button.
It is. Remember the mute button.
Mute is important.
Yes.
Leave that keyboard alone. Make sure you fully clothed. Be aware of your surroundings and your children. Use the mute button on the microphone. And you know, technology is not always our friend, too. You do not, right?
Right.
So I would say test the technology before the meeting starts because it is nothing to me more unprofessional than you be in the middle of the meeting and you discover the PowerPoint presentation doesn't show.
Right.
Or the sound doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get it, everything locks up and freezes because you got too many apps open. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to test stuff before we get rolling. That way it's seamless. You are respectful of everyone's time and your point comes across.
Right.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Those are all really good tips for folks who's working in this virtual world and trying to manage.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails. Because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with. Because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations. And we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.